Reuters News recently studied lead exposure levels in children in several U.S. cities, including Buffalo. Michael Pell, a data reporter with Reuters, says they found alarming numbers in Buffalo for the years 2006 through 2014.
We found that in four zip codes in Buffalo, the rate of elevated lead levels among tested children was 40%. Just to give you an idea of comparison, in Flint, Michigan, during the peak of that city's crisis, CDC testing found about 5% of tested children had elevated lead levels.
And according to Reuters, Buffalo is among the worst lead hotspots in America. The problem lies within the city's old housing stock. Homes built before 1978 may have lead in pipes and in its paint. Low income may affect a household's ability to afford repairs. Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein says a mix of federal, state, and philanthropic dollars fund programs that assist with local prevention and remediation. But the county's child lead program is at risk, she says, if proposed federal budget cuts are passed. Those cuts would include millions of dollars provided through the Centers for Disease Control and Housing and Urban Development.
If the Affordable Health Care Act is eliminated, those dollars that fund that program come through CDC, come through the Affordable Care Act, and those dollars will disappear, which is really are the bread and butter of our childhood lead prevention program.
The fear is that cutting funding now will create a negative impact for years to come, even if money is restored later. The CDC's lead program took a big budget hit back in 2011. Pell says the effects are still being felt.
The impact for communities that lost out on this money wasn't just that 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. The problem was they had to lay off staff because they didn't have money to keep people on. And so that caused a lack of institutional knowledge within state and community lead programs that is still being felt to this day.
The Reuters report does indicate some progress in Buffalo. Three zip codes showed 50% of children had elevated lead levels in 2007. The numbers dropped to 30% by 2014. But Dr. Burstein and other health officials say the only good number is zero. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.